Hello, this is Beth Ventress from KJHK News. Today, I'm sitting down with Meredith Moore, owner of Wonder Fair. Wonder Fair is an art gallery in Lawrence, Kansas, and now it is home to a new restaurant. Meredith, can you tell us a little bit about it?
I can tell you a little bit. So, we do a new art exhibition every month at Wonder Fair, but sometimes we go a little further, and you guys can go a little further too. Beyond our gallery, we have this hidden back room. It's usually storage, but every now and then it becomes an art installation. And this month for Halloween, it is a haunted diner, also known as the Dead End Diner. And it's been getting terrible reviews on Yelp. The staff is virtually invisible, and yes.
However, the Dead End Diner has a very mysterious backstory. It's not just an isolated exhibit. It's part of a much bigger plot line. Artists Dustin Williams and John Lynn created the installation with support from Cameron LaMontagne.
Dustin and John are from Kansas City, and they created this fictional town, which is called Jasper Heights. Jasper Heights has all of these businesses that seem to be failing, and once a year that one of those businesses will pop up in our backroom gallery. Last year we had Cemetery Cinema, which was a movie rental place. It had a wall of VHS tapes with titles like A Tomb with a View. So every year we will revisit this town and share more of its secrets with our viewers so that eventually it will all add up to a much bigger picture of what's happened in this particular town.
Okay, so describe the Dead End Diner. When people first walk through that door, what do they see?
There are several doors.
Oh.
So we will begin with door number one. Through the first door, you will see that there's a sign pointing to a factory. As you walk down the hallway, a pool of red light illuminates a plywood construction fence, which has been heavily graffitied. People seem to be posting a lot of handbills and posters for local events. So you continue down the hall, and then you come to the door of the diner, which is always open, mysteriously. And in the diner, pretty classic diner fare, you know, linoleum countertops, a few empty coffee carafes, posters for their specials. Their menu board has such items as the terror miso and the goulash with an H. Puns don't really work on the radio.
But they seem to run rampant in your diner.
They run rampant in our diner. That is absolutely correct. Mostly it's puns that are served up at the Dead End Diner.
We're not supposed to be getting phone calls right now. This is weird. Hello?
I went to the Dead End Diner earlier this month, and it seemed like it took an eternity. In fact, I'm still at the Dead End Diner, and I don't see any waitstaff anywhere. What's the deal with this place?
I don't know, but thank you for calling. Anyways, Meredith, it seems like you and the artist have set up a very exciting fictional experience in the back of your gallery. If you had to describe in one sentence why an individual should come and see what you have to offer, what would it be?
Because people are graving about it. The actual reason is it's the second best haunted diner in Lawrence, Kansas. And people should support local businesses. Even the ones that only exist in a fictional universe for 1 month out of the year, every year. So, if you believe in supporting local business, you should come to the Dead End Diner.
Oh, no. Should I pick it up? Hello, what can we do for you?
I went to the diner last week and, I literally died.
I'm sorry to hear about that. Thank you for calling. Well, anyways, brush us up on some dates and times, Meredith. When can someone expect to be able to come to the diner and experience this art exhibit?
The Dead End Diner will remain open through Halloween night. Our business hours on Wednesday and Thursday are noon to 6 p.m., and you can come on Saturday 10 to 7 or Sunday 11 to 5. And then it disappears, so act fast.
Well, thank you very much, Meredith. It's been great to have you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Hello?
Yeah, I agree with those other callers. This place is like a joke. I wouldn't be surprised if it was gone in a week.
It will be gone in a week. She just set the days. You know what? Never mind. Meredith has provided for us a clip from the Dead End Diner's local news. Enjoy.
If you're just joining us, this is your Slime Time News Minute. At the top of the hour. Nevery hour.
In sports, the Old Ghoulers left the Skellybones 6 feet under last night, with Stinky Joe nailing a grand slam in the 13th inning. With this win, the Old Ghoulers advance to the finals.
In traffic, chill out.
And your weather forecast. Expect overnight lows in the teens, who are sensitive and emotional and would rather be vining. This has been your Slime Time News Minute. Thanks for joining us.
The music for this story was created by John Lynn and serves as the soundtrack for this exhibit. This is Beth Fentress from KJHK. Have a fantastic Halloween.